a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, March 3rd. God's word to you today is if. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 15, verses 5 to 6, and it says, "You will receive this blessing if you are careful to obey all the commands of the Lord. The Lord your God will bless you as he has promised. You will lend money to many nations, but you will never need to borrow. You will rule many nations, but they will not rule over you." God's heart revealed in Deuteronomy 15, verse 4 from the Voice Translation states that, "However, ideally, there shouldn't be any poor among you." However, when you fast forward to Deuteronomy 11, it says, "There will always be some in the land who are poor. That is why I am commanding you to share freely with the poor and with other Israelites in need, others that are a part of the covenant." God is saying there will always be people that will still not do what he has told them to do. There will always be people that will not live by God's principles. Such people will remain poor. But guess what? God still made provision for their needs to be met through those of us that are obedient to his principles. Deuteronomy 15, verse 11 from the Voice Translation says, "Unfortunately, there will always be poor people throughout the country. That's why I'm giving you this command. Give generously to your fellow Israelites, to the poor and needy in the land." Two things play out right before our eyes in these scriptures. Let me explain. God says, "You are a part of my kingdom, and because you are a part of my kingdom, you have access to my wealth. It is a common wealth for all my children. So, ideally, there should be none that is poor among you. It is your common heritage. It is your common wealth." Then he says, "But because I am not a respecter of persons, I uphold only principles. I know there will be some people that will not obey my principles. Some people will eat their tithe. They will be playing with devourers, locusts, and cankerworms. I know there will be some that will not obey my principles. They will not do what I want them to do. They will not work, so they will be poor," he says. "But still, I do not want them to cut out from that commonwealth. I still want to give them access. But since they cannot get access directly from my throne, my kingdom, let them get access from your pocket." There are two ways, two avenues to the commonwealth. The first is commonwealth by covenant, and the second is commonwealth by community. Commonwealth by covenant is well-being available in the kingdom by reason of the covenant, and this is so powerful. Commonwealth by community is well-being available in the kingdom by reason of community. As a person, for your family and your posterity, which do you choose? Let us pray. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that I and my family forever will be careful to obey all that the Lord commands. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.